This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Jason Vines, who has worked for two of the big three. He worked for the Ford Motor Company during the Firestone tire controversy in the earlier part of this decade, and he also spent many years with Chrysler. In fact, that's where he began his career and was also director of public relations for the company from 2003 to 2007. He is now one of the leading organizers of the Engine of Democracy, a coalition of organizations such as suppliers and dealers across the country urging Congress to approve the bridge loans being requested by the major domestic automakers. And Jason, thanks so much for being with us.
It is absolutely a pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
What is the thrust of your message? Why do you believe it's vital for Congress to approve these loans?
This isn't about three CEOs. It's not about how they got to Washington, whether they drove or flew. This is about 6 million jobs around this country. It's not just about Detroit and Michigan, although they're very much at ground zero along with the Midwest. But every state in this union has a large automotive presence, whether it's parts suppliers to the industry. Some of these are mom-and-pop shops that have 15 to 50 employees. Some have a couple thousand employees. And these, of course, are automotive dealers who sell and service the vehicles. And they are the absolute bedrock of these communities. These are the dealers that the Little Leagues go to, that the Breast Cancer Walkathon goes to for funding, that the United Way goes for funding. And they're all on the verge of collapse unless we get this loan. And that's what it is, a loan, not a bailout.
How are their businesses being impacted right now just with vastly reduced sales and auto industry hurting in general?
Whether it's a GM store, you know, a Saturn store, a Chevy store, a Chrysler, a Dodge, a Ford store, a Toyota or a Nissan, right now you can basically walk into these showrooms and shoot a cannonball through it and not hit anybody. Sales are off for all of them about 35 to 45%. It's dramatic. And all of these dealers, especially the rural dealers, rely on a lot of their own little vendors that help them do their business, whether it's cleaning people or food or supplies. They're all hurting. And, you know, last month, it was just announced yesterday, the government announced 320,000 jobs lost in this country. That is a pittance compared to what we're facing. If these guys on Capitol Hill don't get their heads together and realize that the manufacturing core of this country is in trouble, and it is going to impact this country like nothing we've ever seen before if they let it go down.
Well, let me ask a couple of follow-ups here and just bring up some of the arguments being made by those skeptical of the bridge loans. Number one is that even if they are made, are there guarantees, in your opinion, that this is the money that they will need to restructure properly and move forward in an effective way, or will they need to come back in a few months looking for more money to stay afloat?
I don't think they'd go there asking for less than what they need. I just don't think so. And the other major point is these companies have been restructuring for the last 3 years, and the restructuring has been very painful. We're talking tens of thousands, if not over 100,000 jobs lost. So they have been doing their due diligence on getting their businesses in place. Then this financial crisis hits this country. It's not their fault that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac were both corrupt and bankrupt. The banking industry needed a bailout, and they're victims of this. The consumer confidence has gone down the toilet, and people aren't buying cars. It's impacting the entire food chain now, and so they need this money. Again, I don't think they would have come saying we need $38 billion when they really need $60 billion. The last thing these guys want to do is come back to Congress and be berated the way they've been over the last month.
Jason, in terms of the debate we're hearing on Capitol Hill, some say Chapter 11 would be a death signal to the industry because there would be no confidence in the industry. Others say that's the natural market approach. You reorganize, you come back stronger than you were before. What's your sense of what would happen if Chapter 11 is a reality for one or more of these firms?
It's not a reality. Chapter 11 is okay for Circuit City. You don't mind going in there and buying a radio or a DVD player. It's okay for the airline industry because you're still flying. We've been flying on bankrupt airlines since 9/11. But if you hear the car maker you were thinking of buying a car from has gone into bankruptcy, you will not buy a car from them, period. And it only will take a few weeks or a month or so for no sales at that particular company. And considering their cost structures, the revenue will not come in, and they will be not in Chapter 11, they'll be in Chapter 7 liquidation period. And when one goes down, the supply chain starts falling within days because they're all on a ragged edge, and then they're so interrelated that the other companies start going down too. And it might even include Nissan.
Jason, now we've got about a minute and a half to 2 minutes left here. Let's talk about this campaign, The Engine of Democracy. What exactly is it, and how are you getting your message across?
It is a coalition, volunteer at this point, of supplier employees and leaders and dealer leaders and employees and interested parties that are impacted by the auto industry. We got together. We had a press conference this morning in Washington to show that every state is impacted. That's why we had 51 people in jerseys, each one emblazoned with a state, like California, with a number of jobs at risk, 292,000 in California. And that was the big ticket today. But we actually started this on Monday with a website, theengineofdemocracy.com, where we're encouraging people to go on, learn the facts and figures, learn the impact on their state, and then write. And we've made it very easy for people to click on Write Congress. I encourage people not only to write their congressmen, women, and senators, but also to write the congressional folks on the committees in other states, especially the ones that don't seem to get the impact of this industry on our country.
What response have you gotten so far?
Over the moon, great. And we're not stopping. We've had tens of thousands of hits. We've had thousands of letters sent. But we cannot stop now because after today, which yesterday I felt very good, looked like the Senate was starting to pay attention and rely on facts. And then I saw this debacle in the House, and I get worried again. And I don't think these guys realize what type of explosive materials they're playing with here.
And real quickly, before we let you go ahead and give the website one more time.
It's The Engine of Democracy, and it's important to put the, T-H-E-N, theengineofdemocracy.com.
Theengineofdemocracy.com. Jason, thanks so much for being with us.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Jason Vines, one of the organizers of the Engine of Democracy Coalition. He's also a veteran of both the Ford Motor Company and Chrysler. This is Dateline Washington.